60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, I'm going to hold back a sneeze for a second.
Oh, wow. Compelling radio. Let's count to see how long it takes.
And
you.
I beat it.
Oh,
nice.
Wonderful.
Yeah, anyway. Mind over body, that is quite a message.
It was pretty impressive. I know. Yeah, I can teach everybody how to do it if you just message me on any of the social media platforms.
Okay.
It will be $1,000 per lesson, though.
Okay. Seems reasonable.
On to what I was going to talk about, though. Over the last few years, KFC has been doing everything it can to get our attention.
Yes.
Offering special promotional items like deep-fried potato and gravy balls, disposable finger protectors for your chicken, and a new actor playing Colonel Sanders in their TV ads every week.
Those are great.
Well, now they're turning heads once again with a brand new product that's got the entire internet talking. They're introducing the KFC bath bomb.
No.
Yep.
No.
That is just a big fat no.
Uh-oh.
It's a product designed to make your bath water smell like a hot bucket of fried chicken.
That is disgusting.
You just drop the KFC bath bomb into your tub, and within minutes, the water will turn bright orange.
Oh, gross, dude.
And you'll be soaking in the soothing scents of the 11 herbs and spices.
Why can't you even make it brown?
I mean, you're literally just feel like you're cooking yourself.
Yeah. To make it seem extra authentic, the bath bomb is molded in the shape of a KFC drumstick.
Oh, good. Cute. Even cuter.
And, of course, they're launching it in Japan right now.
It makes me want to vomit.
It will take off in Japan, I promise.
Oh, they'll
you.
Love it. Yep. It'll be the next trend, too. People smelling like KFC fried chicken.
Yeah, getting confused and biting down on their arm.
Over in Japan, it's called, quote, chicken smell bathing powder.
Oh.
Which sounds even worse. But the bad news is you can't buy them. The only way to get one is to be one of the lucky 100 people who's chosen by lottery each day between November 1st and November 15th. Chances are you'll be seeing KFC bath bombs on eBay very soon.
Yeah.
If you want to get one.
And I'm just thinking, like, when you're done with it, like, that film that the bath bomb leaves around your...
You can just
scoop it up.
Spoon,
it's like eating some KFC. All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke is drawing a name out of that because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Jubal.
Me. Ooh. Okay, I've got the shock caller. While I'm putting that on, Jeffrey... I already kind of smell like fried chicken this morning, which is nice. Can you read me the shock caller question of the day?
No.
Okay. Then moving on, we're not going to be doing it this morning.
Al Capone was a famous Chicago gangster who made a fortune in the 1920s. And while he's mostly known for his criminal activities, many people don't realize Capone is also responsible for creating a major change in the food industry. It involves one particular item that you'll find in the refrigerated section of a grocery store. To help consumers, he actually lobbied city council to make a change to the product. And to this day, manufacturers still follow Al Capone's suggestion. What was it?
Wow. What would Al Capone have?
You think that he... I think it's interesting that this is what he chose to lobby for.
Right? Out of everything.
The rest of it, it's like, I'm just going to kill you if you don't do this for me. But this one, I'm going to be politically correct on.
Like, I know I launder money for a living.
Yeah. Well, guys.
Get the morals kicking in.
I mean, get those eggs in the fridge.
Yeah, the frozen food section, right?
Refrigerated.
Okay, I was thinking frozen.
What if it was refrigerating eggs? Or...
But they probably always did that. What was it?
Can you read the question just one more time?
Al Capone's famous Chicago gangster who made a fortune in the 1920s. And while he's mostly known for his criminal activities, many people don't realize he's also responsible for creating a major change in the food industry. It involves one particular item you'll find in the refrigerated section of a grocery store. And to help consumers, he actually lobbied city council to make a change to this product. To this day, manufacturers still follow his suggestion. What is it?
Change to the product.
You know, what if it was like packaging? Like, what if he helped, like, when, like, milk was all, like, glass bottles and caps and stuff?
Yeah.
And, you know, when you drop it, you cracks and breaks. Now everything's like
a plastic
jug.
But 1920s, I don't know if they were making plastic containers in the 20s.
Oh,
Yeah, this, I think they still had the
really early
milkman who would come to your house and leave it on your door and sleep when your wife sleep with your wife when you're not home.
What if it was the pasteurization of milk? No, that was
a Louis Pasteur.
Yeah. What if it was something to do with butter? Like, butter wasn't refrigerated before, and it was always a sloppy mess. And so
Al Capone.
They made them,
maybe they would just...
In
they
Chicago,
just it out.
I'm thinking pizza. Mm-hmm. Al Capone, I hear he was very Italian. something with pastas. Something I don't know.
Cheese? What about cheese? Maybe he...
Cheese for pasta.
Change to the product.
Yeah. But he just needs to know the product.
Like, what did he change?
I want to know the change. I want to know what the change was.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Same thing. What if it was packaging?
Maybe it was margarine in tubs.
I'm going to go. I'll go with milk.
Milk what? How did they change it?
Yeah. Maybe they had plastic packaging earlier than we're thinking. So I'll go to plastic milk containers.
Back in the 1920s, there were very few regulations about how food was packaged and distributed. As a result, many people got sick eating items that were not fit for consumption, and that directly affected gangster Al Capone when his relative became ill after consuming one particular product. So he not only lobbied city council to make a change to the packaging, he also bought his own dairy company to make it possible. And to this day, it's mandatory that all milk manufacturers put an expiration date visible somewhere on their bottles.
Wow, expiration date.
So now every time I pick up a jug of milk and see that, I can think, thank you, Al Capone.
And you're also supporting organized crime.
Wow. I don't know. He actually went through the right channels on that one.
All right. Yeah. I got it wrong, and I was just handed the lyrics to It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls. So I'll sing that before I get shocked. It's raining men, hallelujah, it's raining men, amen. I'm gonna go out, gonna let myself go.